Everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, brainstorm, save the planet, and cooperate. You can also access me at augmentandforce.com, as well as www.independence.podomatic.com, where I publish and broadcast articles on health and well-being, as well as giving you current knowledge and information on things that are going on today that can affect you. I'm not going to be long-winded with this today, but if you need to access me, feel free to do so, again, at 519-977-5351, or send me an email at independs@yahoo.com. I want to get right at it today, getting into the whole venue of where we're at today in our health. I was just looking at something on selenium just before the show. For those of you who are still in the concept of making babies and wanting to bring life on this planet, you might want to consider making sure your selenium levels are high as well. There's a lot of factors that go into making a baby. You know, not just having sex. Sex is the easy part. It doesn't take much to make a baby. All it takes is basically two willing people who have their hormones raging, and then you exchange DNA, and voila, you're pregnant. But in order to sustain that life in today's reality, in today's world, in today's contaminated planet, you need to maintain the baby's immune system at its highest and most optimal level. Now, some of the things you want to incorporate, and even after the birthing process has come about, you still want to be able to sustain, especially if your moms are breastfeeding, the nutritional content of that baby's development, especially the first 5 to 6 years. They are so crucial in brain development, in physiological development, organ development, immune system development, central nervous system development, brain development, that it's imperative that you maintain a solid nutritional game plan. Because if you don't, the child will, you know, go awry very quickly. Now, one of the things that they do mention is selenium. Selenium is one of the things that they're finding now, that when the neurons in the brain are activated, it can deplete the selenium levels. And if there's not enough selenium levels, it can cause brain damage. So this is an interesting perspective. I mean, selenium is used, is very key to the human physiology. It's key to keeping you from being affected by cancer. Men need a higher level of selenium than women to protect the genetic code, to protect the reproductive system, to protect the testicular, testicles, to sustain the heart. Selenium regulates the heart rate as well as magnesium. And it's very key that you maintain this in your diet. Now, one of the best sources of it, provided it hasn't been corrupted and provided it hasn't been irradiated to death, is Brazil nuts. Now, you can make a Brazil nut butter. That would be very good instead of using a peanut butter, making a Brazil nut butter. Using it as a spread. using it in your food and regularly. Or you can get supplements, or you can make your own Revici-like formula. You know, Revici was a guy, a doctor, who used high levels of selenium to treat the supposedly incurable STDs. And he had great success in dealing with those issues using selenium in very high doses. Now, the doses this guy was using was like 750 milligram doses per serving, and didn't find any ill side effect in the way he did. Now, he fused it with something called a tong oil, which, again, it was very unique in his methods were so unique and so advanced for the day. Now, you can make your own as well by making a liposome out of it. You can go on eBay or you can go to a chemical company. You can go to a chemical company. I got this colleague of mine, friend from New Jersey, and you know he was the one who introduced me to this Dr. Revici. I saw the articles before, but he actually pointed out some stuff to me about this. So now he's yanking my chain while I'm doing the show. So I'm waiting for his day to come when he gets into the limelight of radio and media, so I can see him do his thing, and then payback will be fun. Anyway, you can make your own liposome with this as well. You know, by taking either, you can order selenomethionine or sodium selenite, or there's another selenite salt. But you can use those two, or you can, if you can find a selenium citrate, either one, you can make a liposome out of that, where you can take a 5 milligram dose per serving, a teaspoon dose per serving, to maintain and sustain your selenium levels. It's not hard to do. Basically, you just measure off. You use everything in tens. Use a metric system, which is real simple to use. Basically, everything is in grams. So if you're taking 10 grams, which is 2 teaspoons, to 100 grams, 100 grams of the powdered sunflower lecithin. When we're doing that, and you mix it together, and then you add your water to it, and add a little glycerol to it too. And if you want to add some kind of essential oil to help expedite it, whether you want to use lime, essential oil, lemon, as my colleague in New Jersey uses bitter orange because of the high limonene content there. This will act as not only as a delivery method to get it into the system better, but as well will give it a flavor. So it'll have a citrusy type flavor effect, so you're not just eating some bland fatty material. And you may find, especially you men, the males, if you're out there and you're having steady intercourse, you know, regular intercourse on a regular basis, if you're still functioning in that capacity and you're having intercourse and you're trying to make a baby, you're definitely going to need to upregulate your selenium levels to maintain a healthy set of testicles, so that you don't wind up with testicular cancers, pineal cancers, prostate cancers, or having a weak heart as a result of having a deficiency in this mineral. This mineral is so key to also protecting us from mutations, okay? The mutations that can be occurring as a result of the chemtrails. We have cadmium up in the sky coming down on us. Cadmium is very lethal to the male population, okay? Titanium, nanotitanium is also very lethal to the male population because how they destroy the healthy testicles by destroying the tubes inside the testicles. Nano silver is extremely toxic to the male population because of the way it damages and destroys also the male reproductive system. So you need to get things going in your system to protect yourselves from these, what they call epigenetic or environmental genetic altering materials that you're exposed to on a daily basis. These can have a very, very corrupt and damaging impact on your immune system. Selenium is very key as far as regulating the thyroid as well. You know, when they tell you can take too much iodine, it can cause thyroid damage, that's a lot of hocus pocus. your thyroid has, you have selenium in the body that acts as a regulator to the thyroid. The thyroid can only take so much iodine. Okay, you can overload other things in the body, you can overload other aspects, but the thyroid has a regulator, and that regulator is called selenium. Now, if you don't have enough selenium in the diet, you won't even be able to absorb this iodine correctly or be able to function properly as a result of having too low amount of selenium. Okay, now, like I said, the average Brazil nut has about 5 milligrams of selenium. So we know in nature, in God's creation, we know that God had put 5 milligrams of selenium in this food. So we know we can consume it, and there's a regulator in there, which is the fiber, that can slow it down so you don't get overwhelmed with it at one time. With the same thing, when we're using the selenium in a liposome format, the same thing can occur. We are at this stage able to slow it down so it doesn't get absorbed too quickly. It doesn't get taken over. So this is another means of doing it in such a way that, again, will impact the effect. Combining it with vitamin E as well can also make it more readily available to your biology. So again, combining it with vitamin E, vitamin A. There used to be a thing years ago called ACEs. It was called ACESZ. Basically, it was a combination of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and selenium. And when it was combined that way, all five of these nutrients, these vitamins, worked in conjunction with each other, acting in a synergistic form in order to protect the genetic code and the DNA. So this is something that you can also play with by adding these components in your liposome, by adding, retinol palmitate, by adding zinc oxide or zinc citrate, by adding your selenium with this, by adding your vitamin E to it. You can buy vitamin E powder if you want. You can add your ascorbic acid to it. You can mix this all together. So basically, you can take a very high-profile antioxidant or immune booster that can actually protect your genetic code. Since we are dealing with high levels of epigenetic materials, high levels of, again, environmentally damaging gene material, that, you know, we have environmental toxins, environmental pollutants, chemtrails, you know, we have nanoparticles, ultrafine particles, we have pesticides, we have all kinds of things that we're exposed to, fluoride in the water, vaccines, and a host of other things. These are all designed to damage us on a genetic level. These were all designed to cause a violation on our DNA. So by taking these things, we can literally mitigate or minimize the damaging effects of our environment. Now, in today's environment, we have to be a bit of a jack of all trades, an alchemist, a chemist, a physicist, a biologist, because we have to understand the full scope of what we are dealing with today. We're not just dealing with a biological agent. We're not just dealing with a bacterial agent. We're not just dealing with a fungal agent. We're not just dealing with some simple mold or some simple algae or some simple virus. We are dealing today with things that have mutated as a result of the introduction of these things in the environment. Whatever we put into an environment, if it can't successfully subdue it, it integrates with it. It develops its own defense mechanism so that it can thrive in that environment. Okay. And when that happens, then you have a mutation of sorts that now, if it attacks you, you have absolutely no defense against whatsoever, since your system has never had to deal with this. So this is why it's important and imperative that you understand the nature of what epigenetics is, what transgenics is, and how these things, these terms, what they really imply. How I can expose you to certain environmental toxins that can now change your genetic code, which can now change your DNA, which can now change your mitochondria, which can now change the way the cells function, how it produces ATP or how it turns it off. We now can affect the enzyme activity, the immune system, and a whole host of other things, and goes on and on and on. So when we're looking at today, what we're dealing with and how we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, it's imperative, like I said, you get the full picture. I had somebody call me earlier today, and we were talking about juicing. And I explained to her that juicing is good. But in today's time, we have to filter the juices, because if we don't filter the juices that we're drinking, we are concentrating the nano in the juicing through the extraction process. Whether you're store-bought juice or whether you juice it yourself, you will have a high concentration in regard to the epigenetic effects of these foods now, because now they can change your genetic code or your DNA or your mitochondria just by drinking a juice. So as I explained to her, that we need to filter it with oil, and then we need to let it separate and then pour it out. In regard to the nature of how we're eating today and what we're being exposed to, even in the food supply, again, this all has to change. Cytophan, you're inaccurate. It's not 95 micrograms per Brazil nut. It's 5 milligrams. Each Brazil nut contains up to 5 milligrams. If you're getting a 95 microgram selenium content in a Brazil nut, that means the Brazil nut you're eating has been irradiated and has been reduced down to 95 micrograms. You can take selenium in a milligram strength. The current nonsense in the health food industry is in taking it in microgram, is because of the way it's done and how it's used. The microgram levels that they're perpetrating won't do a thing for you. You have to go up in milligram levels, and you have to really look at, again, what is being said today and a lot of the BS that's being put out there. That is total baloney there, what you're even saying, and you're just reciting some research topic. Go look up Dr. Ravici. Again, the colleague of mine in New Jersey, I'm passing this on to you so you get smartened up on this. This guy was using 750 milligrams to treat the STDs, and his success rate was 100%. So I'm going to listen to a guy that actually works with something like this and has that kind of success rate. Maybe it wasn't 100%, maybe 95 or whatever, but pretty well up there. Maybe it was 100. That's the guy you listen to, not the bogus hocus pocus in the health food industry. That's the guy you listen to. That's the guy that's working with it. That's the guy you want to read, not what you're seeing in this industry today. The industry today, I would equate the health food industry to a prostitute on a street corner. He's got all the shine, all the glitter, exposes just enough so that it can entice you. And then when you partake of the wares, you find out it ain't all it's cracked up to be. That's what I equate the health food industry today. That's all it is. That's what it is. And I thought I did that with a pretty good politically correct saying. I've been told I need to work on my bedside manner. Anyway, we need to look at these things today, as I stated. We are not dealing with... Look at our weather today. Look at the weather today. The Eastern Seaboard... I was just hearing today Massachusetts is getting flooding, and then they're getting snow, and they're getting all this crazy weather. We're getting down to minus 30 where I'm at, which is unusual for this part of the world at this time of the year. So we know that the modification of the planet is going on. We know the modification of the planet is going on. And, when we're looking at... we're looking at the weather, the way it's changing, and how it's affecting the environment of the planet. This is what they call an epigenetic effect on your physiology. Okay, this is an epigenetic effect affecting your mitochondria. When we're having unusual weather patterns like this, and it's causing a major uproar in the environment, this is also affecting you. So when we're having unusual weather, we're having, you know, drought, we're having, you know, frozen wasteland, we're having this high volume of flooding, all this has an impact on us. It changes us. It changes our genetic code. It changes our DNA. So when we're looking at all that's going on today and what's going on today, you have to realize and understand that we have to take things, we have to think in terms of the year 2018. By the way, we are in 2018, and today is Thursday. I forgot to mention today, the January 4th, 2018. So think about that when we're dealing with what you're buying. Even the supplements you're buying, even the foods you're eating, just the nourishment you're getting today, you have to start thinking environmentally. You have to start thinking, I live where? What is around me? Let's take a look at it from a very basic perspective. You live in an area where you got a coal mine or a coal stack going, and they're burning coal in the air. Well, we know we have nanoparticles just from the coal. We know we have what they call ultrafine particles. We know that's coming out of the coal stacks. We also know that it's going into the water table. We also know it's going into the land. Okay, so we know that we're being affected by high levels of carbon dust. We're affected by a lot of radioactive material, radioactive nucleotides, which comes into this dust. We are also knowing that we're being impacted by this pollution that's going to affect us. And carbon is a pain in the butt to pull out of the body because of the nature of how it cuts and penetrates. So anyway, you now have to start thinking, what do I take to pull that out of me? What do I take to make to reinforce my cellular integrity of my cells? What do I take to support my organs so that they don't wind up getting cut up and tore up on the inside where my body's in a constant state of overload or overworking? What do I need to help me pull this stuff out? Some of the things you're going to start thinking of are saturated fat. What happens when you eat saturated fat? Those fats act as a collector of these particulates that your body is utilizing. Again, you're supporting the cellular matrix. You're supporting the cholesterol in your body. When what does cholesterol do? It provides a lubrication or a insulation on the arteries, and it collects material to pull out of the body. So we're looking at sunflower lecithin. We're looking at saturated fat. We're looking at vitamin E. We're looking at vitamin A. We need those fats. This is what we've got to start thinking. What does vitamin A and vitamin E also do? It also helps in protecting the eyes, the lungs, the reproductive system, the kidneys, the adrenals. This is why I have to start thinking in these terms today. Don't just go and listen to some guru on the radio selling you some stuff. Oh, this is the latest and greatest newest invention, blah, blah, blah. It's going to make you feel like, you know, whatever. Start thinking. Where are you at? What do you buy? What's being released not only in the air? Have you been vaccinated? Have you been around people who have vaccinated? See, this is another thing people don't think about. See, when we say, you know, don't get vaccinated, that's half of the equation. The other half is the people that you are around, that have gotten vaccinated. They are releasing from their body what was put into them, either through breathing, through their pores, whatever. And now you are being exposed to those environmental toxins coming from people who were stupid enough to get the vaccine. So now you have to start thinking, what do I do when I'm around people like this? So one of the things you're going to use, again, you're going to start using things like zinc and copper and iodine and vitamin C, which, again, are going to help boost your immune system to make you more resistant to pathologies that might be leaking from these people. So I'm saying you start forming a game plan. You start thinking what to do, or you may even start to incorporate essential oils in your diet by putting them in fats or putting them in your honey, putting them in your tea, by combining them in your system so that these things are now constantly in your body as well, and they help, again, keep the cells from being infected and impacted by whatever is being released in the atmosphere by just people you are around. You know, so when we're looking at people themselves, I mean, we've been all loaded. We are, all of us are basically walking time bombs. We have been loaded, I mean loaded, with things that should never have been put in our bodies from day one. I mean, they loaded us with silica, nanosilica, and since the 60s. They started adding genetics to our food supplies in the 70s. Then they started incorporating more pesticides, which were also nano-based, in the 80s. It was exposed to microwave technology. Then we got exposed to radio frequencies back in the 70s as well, with the AM and FM. People started hearing ringing of the ears, and they gave it a name. You have tinnitus. Now, as a result of this tinnitus concept, people think when they hear, because I get this all the time, what can I do for ringing of the ears? There's not a whole lot you can do. The ringing of the ears is coming from the transmissions and transmitters that are all around you. You know, when I make the statement to everybody, especially those in the United States, go look up antennasearch.com and type in your address and see how many antennae are around you, and then you wonder why you're hearing a ringing of the ears. That might be a good indicator. These transmitters are permeating us on a cellular matrix. They're activating us in our brains. The ringing that you're hearing is not in the ears. That's how it's coming through, but it's actually in the head. That's where the ringing is. The ringing in the ears is the ringing in the brain. And you got to remember something here, because of the metals that we've consumed, because of the mercury fillings, because of the aluminum we've consumed, because of the lead, the cadmium, you know, the titanium, all these things that have been put in the food supply, you become a semiconductor just with that alone. And the older you are, the longer you have been contaminated. When I talked about my generation, those who were born in the 50s, we were the experiment. We were the prototype. Now think about this. You were born in 1950, 1960s, when they engaged their prototype, their game plan, their experiment. We went through that. Here we are, 2018. You know, here we are. And depending what year you were born in the 50s is how long you have been exposed. I had a young woman today contact me from Manitoba, and she was having problems with her eyes and skin and whatever, so she sent me a picture what came out of her eyes, and what came out of her eyes was these fiber fullerenes that looked like little threads. She showed me pictures. She was using a salt solution, and then what came out of her eye appeared to be an implant. Half of it was charred, and the other part of it was like a copper material. And you will see copper metals come out of your body. You will see gold metal come out of your body. You will see mercury coming out of your body. You will see silver come out of your body, aluminum. You'll see barium come out of your body. You'll see titanium come out of your body. You will see black carbon materials coming out of your body, because this is what you're integrating today. This is what you're absorbing today. In the food supply, in the air supply, in the water table, even the clothing is now containing these components that you are now absorbing. And this is what's happening. And then you wonder why you're having a health issue. You're wondering why you're breaking down. You're wondering why your kids are always sick. You're wondering why your kid is having the problems they're having. You know, you got a 3-year-old having respiratory issues. Why is that? You got a 5-year-old having diabetes. Why is that? You know, you got a 7-year-old dying of cancer. Why is that? See, this is where you got to start to think. Did the kids get injected? Did they get the vaccines? You know, a lot of times I've seen this personally here where I live, where kids got vaccines, and by the time they're 4 and 5 years old, they're wearing a pump, for crying out loud, for diabetes. And you're looking at that thing, what the bloody hell is this? And this is what I'm saying. You've got to pay attention. You know, listening to the rhetoric that's out there today, it's very hard to make a clear distinction, but you have to recognize something here today. We are living in a world of deception and bullsh. That's about as clean as I can get it. Bullsh. And you're being bullshed on so many different fronts. You're being tugged on so many different levels. Even the doctors you're going to giving you these bloody pharmaceuticals, have you ever read the ingredients in these drugs they're giving you? Have you ever taken the time and looked at the actual content of the drugs you are taking? Have you ever read them? Do you understand what an excipient is? Do you know what that filler does? Do you know what that binding agent does? You know, if it's doing something to the medication, what's it going to do to you? All right, I hear the music. Come on back. We're going to get more educated on how we can defend ourselves in today's times. What do you say? Hey, we are back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi again, I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. All right, I'm going to further get into some of the things that we need to start thinking again. Because we are dealing with nanobiology, synthetic life, bio-nanotechnology, mutations, basically. A mutated technology is what we should be calling this. A mutated technology, because this stuff is just pure crap. And they're trying to sell this stuff as some sort of panacea that's going to make a big, big, big difference in succeeding where everything else has failed. And the one thing they continually do all the time, the advertisers and the corporations and the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry and whatnot, is they keep on perpetrating this illusion, this idea that they have now got something so advanced and so, you know, where it gets you all orgasmically organic, you know, on the concept of what they're trying to sell you, saying that this is going to be, this is it, this is the big enchilada, this is going to be the one thing that's going to solve it all. And people are gullible. They will keep on falling for it over and over and over. And you have to recognize that the same song and pony is going to be yanked on you all the time. And when we're looking at in today's time, you have to have a sober mind, okay, with this. No more this hoosie juicy whatever, you know, all this crap about the universal hey, we were talking about that the other day. You know, the people that believe in the universal belief system, the universe is going to blah, 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 the universe boils down to a magnet. People don't realize this, but what the universe is a magnetic field. It's what it is. Huge magnet. And when you're looking at the planets and everything that's built around the planets, the toroidal fields around the planets, it's all being held together literally by God's word. There was one guy who was actually looking at the research on the planet Earth alone, the North Pole and the South Pole, and how the fields don't make sense. In fact, the planet should not even be held together. It should be splitting apart. He said, so there is something going on this planet that doesn't follow the laws of physics. And he was referring to a toroidal field. And when you're looking at the whole aspect of this universal consciousness belief system, it's based on magnetism. You know, they're believing in a magnet of all things. So it's just like, you know, the Jews when they had God show them all the stuff and then they bow down to a bloody cow. I mean, can you believe that? You're bowing down to a stupid cow. Well, this is what they got everybody doing. They got everybody bowing down to a golden cow. A golden pile of BS is what it is, okay? A golden cow. Can you believe this? Anyway, the whole point here is don't bow down to a golden cow. Don't believe the golden BS that comes along with some of the stuff today. When we're looking at things, let's look at things first on a very fundamental level. Very basic. You are alive on the planet Earth. You are in the here and now. You have environmental things all about you that are causing you to break down at certain rates and certain speeds. And some things that you get exposed to can exponentially accelerate your breaking down if you're unaware of the implications. if you're unaware of the implications of what's around you. Somebody just sent me something. They want a golden toilet. like you need a golden toilet. That's as bad as a golden cow. What's the matter with this guy? What are you smoking again? Anyway, the implications are there that we are here now. Keep it fundamentally and keep it simple. Don't get caught up on some universal ooh, because that ain't going to help you. You are in the here and now. You know, having faith in the truth is what you really need to have. Not having faith in some, you know, hocus pocus, some vapor in the sky and, you know, whatever. Like these goofy dummies now that want you to believe that AI is God. They started sowing the seed on this so that future generations would be stupid enough to bow down to a machine of all things. Don't be dumb. Don't be that stupid to allow your bloodlines to bow down to a bloody machine. Seriously, that's why they did this. They're bringing on the AI. They're showing you Sophia all over the place. They're not showing you the Sophia. It's in the military industrial complex. It's out in the field killing everything in sight. They're not showing you that part of it. Elon Musk did tell you that people won't know what's going on when robots are starting to kill people. He's telling you that this is going on. He is implying this heavily that this is going on. So this is why I said you have to understand the nature of our environment today and how it is causing a detrimental effect on us on so many different levels. You know, and again, if you are feeling somewhat afraid and scared, that's a good sign. That means your soul is somewhat still intact. And that means you can now access the gray matter, the space between your ears that has this living computer that God put into your brain, inside your skull, right, called a brain, that you can now utilize to do something about certain things. You know, and please don't get into this concept where, you know, God's going to take care of you. This is true. There's a lot of truth to that too, but I'm going to tell you something. God took care of Noah as well, but Noah had to build the ark. He didn't just sit on his backside and say, oh, God's going to take care of me. No, he built the ark. You better build your ark. You better start studying. Understand the environment. Understand how the environment is killing you. Understand what's in the environment that could be causing you problems. Look up in the sky. Do you see those lines up there? You see what's coming down on you. Do you see what goes up must come down? That's called the law of gravity. You know, law of gravity. And if it's up in the air polluting the skies, what is it going to do on the earth? And then how are you going to protect yourself from that epigenetic or that genetic damaging environmental toxin that you are now being exposed to? Okay, that's what I'm trying to get you to think. What happens when you go into a field and having an organic crop grown by a non-organic crop, which is like there's much of a difference today, and when one sprays and the sprays and the pollination and the transformation from seed to seed crosses over, what do you do to protect yourself against that kind of compromised food system? How do you deal with it? What do you do about it? How do you stop this? Okay, I'm trying to get you to think. What happens when you get your water supply from a place that has been dumping hormones and DNA and all kinds of things? And we got fish farms. We're injecting things into fish to make them bigger. We got cows are getting injected with steroids so they get bigger, leaner, whatever. And when they pee and they poo, it goes into the water table and then it transfers over. And then what happens when they spray pesticides, which are highly xenoestrogenic? When you see the female species of a fish or an aquatic life get bigger than the males and the males diminish down to nothing. What happens when atrazine gets sprayed into the fields and the male frogs or the male amphibians become feminized? What is that going to do to you? How do you protect yourself against this? See, when we're listening to the spiel of the industry about organics and about, you know, air quality and the Environmental Protection Agency and the rules and regulations and all these things that they tell us, and none of it none of it is accurate, then what do you do to protect yourself? How do you block these estrogens? What do you do to get these estrogens out of your body? What do you do to get these toxic nanoparticles that you're being exposed to from the air and the food supply? What do you do to get this out of your system? What do you do to protect yourself to minimize any side effect or damage being done to your genetic code as a result of this exposure? How do you protect your kids when your kids go around other kids who've been vaccinated because those parents were stupid enough to fall for the advertisement, the game? They seduced these people to sacrifice their children to the medical mafia so that their kids now can be exploited, experimented, and changed through genetics, through mind control, through whatever. Okay, the way I see it, and this is how I see it, and I could be wrong, but this is how I think, that when God gave me my son and daughter, though the responsibility of my son and daughter's well-being fell on my shoulders, not the educational system's shoulders, not the medical system's shoulders, and not the government's shoulders, my shoulders. God gave those kids to me, not the government, not the institutions, not the educational system, to me. So I feel it's my obligation was to take care of them to the best of my knowledge at that time. Now they're grown and they're on their way and they're taking care of themselves. But you get my point. Those kids belong to you. Actually, they're gifts from God, and he's allowing you to basically manage those gifts. That's what it really boils down to. So in your stewardship as a parent, you might want to manage those children as best you can. That's how I see things. Now, again, that's my opinion and how I view things. You may want to adopt that idea, you know, stewardship, parenting. So again, be prepared, you know, understand what year we're in. Don't start thinking that you're in some sort of era of time that, you know, or look around you. Look at just the weather alone. How do you protect yourself against the impact of the weather? What do you do when the weather goes all rangy like this? What do you do when you're in a drought? What do you do when you're in a cold wave? What do you do when you're getting flooded? What do you do? How do you protect yourself? Because in each of those environments, you're having some kind of epigenetic effect on you. We have mold and bacteria and algae and floods. We have fungi in droughts. Lots of fungus and bacterial infections can occur to you in a drought-like environment. If you're in a frozen area, again, you have the toxic environment, the heavy aluminum that's in the air causing these sub-zero temperatures to occur. And we've talked about aluminum and the need to keep that out of the body and how we can do that very simply. And where does salt come in all this? How does salt solve a lot of these problems? Salt solving problems? How does salt? They're telling me salt is bad for me. The reason why they're telling you salt is bad for you because salt can actually cleanse the body of some of these contaminants. Okay, and depending on what type of salt we're using, magnesium chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, copper chloride, zinc chloride, cobalt chloride, just to mention a few. So start looking, start reading, start researching, you know. Don't just do your Google thing. Google is what it is. It's an ad campaign for the global regime. Do your investigation properly. Actually, I was looking at another site today, Orthomolecular, and orthomolecular.org has put out a contest because there's some groups out there that put PubMed out there like it's the gospel according to Pub. And a lot of those studies have been flawed, silly studies. One study was, if you looked at one side, if you had your cheek, you had two cheeks, and one person was looking at one cheek over the other one, that they could increase the circulation just by looking at the cheek. No science validity to it whatsoever, yet it made the list in PubMed. And the reason why I'm saying that to you is because some of you get into the whole PubMed thing like it's the gospel, but it isn't. A lot of those studies are what they are. Articles that were published in a forum. Some of those articles were actually backed up by big money corporations that were trying to sell product, but had, again, no basis in science on it. This is why it's important that if you read those studies, you test them as well. Don't just read them and say, well, based on PubMed, blah, blah, blah. Well, really? Do we really know that study's accurate? Do we really know that study will work? Until you apply it. So this is something, and this is why I'm emphasizing so strongly your need to investigate. And again, I'm going to point you out to patents. I'm going to point you out to different universities. You know, go check out university studies. Go check out military studies. Go check out industrial studies. Go check out medical studies, you know, and see if it actually did something. When you got one study saying it didn't do anything, another study said it did something, then we have to look at the studies and do a comparative analysis and seeing what, why one worked and why one didn't. Or you test it to validate why it worked and why it didn't. You know, someone said, well, I did this and I did that, and I saw what this guy said. You know, this guy said it didn't work. I tried it. I didn't see anything either. So then, and I'll give you an example. I'll give you a prime example. Po Tiang, or Ho Shu Bu, has been perpetrated to cause, in the studies, to stop graying of hair. I never saw it work until I combined it with two other herbs. Okay, the other two herbs I combined it with, okay, allowed the herb to actually do what it stated. But that was the information that was left out. Then when I talked to some Chinese herbalist friends of mine, they were telling me how they used it with watercress, because the watercress not only had the iodine, but also had the chlorophyll in it, which worked with the faux tea, and it had the sulfur. So that actually worked as well. But see, these are things you don't get when you read those studies. You're only getting a portion of the information that is there, and it's not the complete information. Just like a lot of books. Years ago, we used to have all these books. Now you have the internet. And the books would publish whatever, and they didn't give you the full story. Okay, before I go on, when we're talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, support them. Give them your support any way you can. Give them a shout. Call them up. Say, hey, I'd like to support the Micro Effect. Support them. I'm always talking about a couple of other activists, Bye Bye Blue Sky and Bernadette Green's GAG Canada. You've got people up here as well who are concerned about the environment, who are making strides and steps to help what's going on. Bye Bye Blue Sky is now putting up another billboard up in the Hamilton area again, I think it was Hamilton. No, Kitchener-Waterloo. Kitchener-Waterloo area. So again, give her a shout. Check her out. Check out Bye Bye Blue Sky. See if you can help her out with the donations to keep these billboard campaign going on in Ontario and possibly Canada and hopefully the world. The world. You got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I do have a website, augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. There's a catalog link there. Feel free to access it. We have a thumb drive, 32 gig thumb drive with 30 gigs of information. It's a complete data. It's a complete library of information. We also have T-shirts there. We have the repulsor units there. We have the triangles there, the bucket. We have the old-fashioned botanical remedies. We've got books on DVD, compiled or separate. It's an all-in-one place, and we also do consultations as well as if you need something made up, I can help you in that area as well. So if you need more help, feel free to contact me again at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. All righty. We are at the stage in life. I was going to talk about infrared on eyes, the effect on eyes. Apparently, infrared can help the eyesight, according to the research and studies. I've been applying it as well with in dealing with my nano poisoning and helping reduce the nano poisoning, but to try to help in healing the damage as a result of the nano. It seems to be doing something. It's still too early to say. But it seems like there's some promise right now in it. So those of you who have been infected by the Morgellons or the nano poisoning, Once you clean the skin, you might want to apply an infrared light on the area. All right. I think I hear the music. I think we're there. All right. Listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Again, we'll see you next Tuesday and Thursday. Tell your friends. Spread the news. We're on the new time slot. Till then, have a good one. Take care.